The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Slim, I guess our work's about done here.
That's right, Ranger Doug. Who were those masked men? I wanted to thank them.
I don't know. They left a silver CD, though.
Yeah.
Hit them up.
Well,
let's
rise.
Yeah. Where's Woody? Yeah.
Who?
That's right, Ranger Doug and Too Slim. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. Where's Woody? And they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Goody, goody.
What do you got for us this week?
Well, you've heard the term of floating a heel or floating
sure.
a toe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What floating teeth?
You
what does that mean?
Float your boat.
Float your boat.
Yeah, right. Fill these good folks in, will you?
Well, that means on a hoof, if you float the heel, you want to take the pressure off of it.
Yes.
All right. Now, when you take the pressure off of both heels,
yeah,
that's where the heart bar comes in, your egg bar comes in.
Okay.
Because you got to support the rest of the hoof.
Yeah. So now tell these folks, is there ever a time where you don't want the heels of the shoe touching the heels of the hoof?
Yes. There are. You know, if you're trying to fix a crack or some kind of a flaw,
or
an injury.
Will you do that on the toe anytime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When you have a chronic founder,
sure.
Float that toe. Get the pressure off that toe.
Yep.
And your horse will feel better and move better.
Right.
Yeah. But realize they are floated. They are corrected.
Yeah.
They are not going to be able to do
Don't ask them to do something that they shouldn't be.
Absolutely, yes.
That actually is some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
Absolutely.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, I'll float your boat.
They're going to float my teeth.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house, and once in a while we will float a shoe there.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Ooh, not too bad.
Not terrible. Let's move on.
Keep moving.
It's not too soon.
It's not too soon.
Yeah, it's not too soon to save the show.
Yeah.
Here we
go.
Bryn Hill is riding along with us. Too Hurt to Heal.
On a whirlwind run, you're a son of a gun. I never thought I'd regret the day I taught you to ride. On your way to the top, I'd like to tell you to stop, it wouldn't do any good. I know you've already tried. Little boys at the end of the drive saying, Daddy, can you take me this time? Holding close, wiped the tears from his eyes, and it just like a memory of mine. But in the back of my mind, every time I watch you drive away, I keep it buried inside, along with everything else I've been meaning to say. You've broken 50 good bones, and I know you're not as young as you feel. So what happens next time if you get too hurt? She's in it for life, she'd never say she regrets the day she told you I do. You ride the best that you can, turns back lucky sometimes. And I know you're living right too. Little boy's at the end of the drive, and you finally make it home again. Holding close, wipe the hair from his eyes. I remember how long it's been, but in the back of my mind, every time watch you drive away, I keep it buried inside, along with everything else I've been meaning to say. You've broken 50 good bones, and I know you're not as young as you feel. So what happens next time if you get too hurt to you? Like a war plan, hope for the best, plan for the absolute. If your dreams get shattered, son, by a wheelchair or a hearse, it's in the back of my mind every time I watch you drive away. I keep it buried inside, along with everything else I've been meaning to say. You've broken 50 good bones, and I know you're not as young as you feel. So what happens next time if you get too hurt to heal? What happens next time if you get too hurt?
Yeah, I think we both have decided we're too hurt to heal. I don't think, you know what I'm, I think it's too old to heal.
Okay, let's go.
I don't
go
think
there.
It's hurt. Yeah.
Too much old.
Right. Oh, speaking of which, I was at a performance a while back, and somebody that listens to our show came up to me afterwards, and they said, "You're not near as old as you say you are."
Well, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I also had somebody else come up and say, "You're not near as big as you say you are."
Well,
good. I don't know what you're seeing in your mind's eye, but anyway.
Exactly.
That's right, yeah.
Well, let's go back to our first responders, you know.
Okay, do.
What are we, 23 years, 24 years past the 9/11 attack?
The 9/11 deal, yeah.
We still have first responders dying from that.
Terrorist attack. And it was. That's exactly what it was. It was a terrorist attack. I watch a documentary periodically on that just to remind myself just how terrible that was. Now, on this last anniversary of it, they had some airing on television pretty much all day.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, oh man. And like I said, you know, people are running away from a building as
huge building.
Yeah, as the first responders are running into it.
Yep.
Man, that is that just grabs you by the collar.
It truly does, it, you know, and
shakes you awake.
So grateful and thankful for those people.
Yeah.
And like I say, they're still dying. They're still dealing with that aftermath of
They interviewed some people who survived.
Yeah.
And they have PTSD just as real as anyone in a war. And they also have the guilt complex.
I lived.
I survived. My friends or family died.
Right, right.
And that is hard for them to deal with.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, man.
And it is true that a survivor's remorse, it's real.
Yeah, that's right. Waddy Mitchell has a great poem. We should have put it on this show, but I didn't know we were headed this direction. You know, it just happened
It just happened,
bristle cone pine, and it talks about PTSD. Wadi was in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some good friends that served in Vietnam and are haunted with the PTSD thing. I've got another good friend that hasn't slept in a bed. He has to sleep in his easy chair because he thrashes.
Yep.
He has these violent dreams.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah, and thank you and for your service.
Absolutely right. We better ditch out to a cowmercial.
Okay.
And when we come back, Yvonne Hollenbeck has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.